Dr. Brad McKay joining us right now, GP and author of Fake Medicine. Firstly, Dr. Brad read a great article on the weekend with you slamming influencers claiming to heal all kinds of things, probably COVID as well.
Yeah. Well, they have from time to time, but yeah, yeah. With no health qualifications, I'm unsure why we continue to listen to them, but we do.
Okay, yeah. Well, we do listen to you. Now, a lot going on with the vaccination rollout, big pause on that. We'll talk about that in a minute. But look, everyone's nervous, including doctors, and many GPs are refusing to offer the AstraZeneca to people under 50 until the federal government urgently clarifies the legal liability because, you know, if there's side effects, you could personally, I suppose, be sued. It is a litigious society. What do you feel about that?
Yeah, so the government's said that they will sort of like back general practitioners if something does go wrong. Mm. But the risk of actually having a problem is very, very rare. So the sort of likelihood of having one of these rare blood clots from the AstraZeneca vaccine is about sort of 4 to 6 people in about 1 million. So very, very low, and about sort of like 1 in 1 million people could potentially die from having the vaccine. At the moment, some people are still, like I've still got patients who are still very happy to go ahead with AstraZeneca. They sort of think, well, if I've got a 1 in 1 million chance, that's okay. So I'd rather be protected from COVID, particularly if they're going to be traveling overseas or wanting to travel overseas at some stage. But yeah, like other people are saying, well, yeah, my risk of dying from COVID is pretty low because we don't have community spread. So how about I wait until I get a vaccine that's going to be a little bit safer for people that are under the age of 50, which is reasonable.
You know, what about the stop the rollout? When's that going to commence? Because it's quicker for us to go to Bali, they reckon, to get a vaccination than stay here.
Yeah, at the moment, yeah, we seem to be way down the food chain when it comes to the vaccines. So the government was saying by the end of October, then by the end of the year, and now they've just sort of said, hey, whatever.
I wish I could do that with my tax return. Yeah. Oh, yeah, look, October, oh, look, maybe Christmas. Oh, you know what? Whenever. It'll come out.
Yeah, whenever we feel like it. Yeah. So the problem is that the Pfizer vaccine is the only other vaccine that's approved in Australia for protecting against COVID, but we can only import that from overseas at present. So we don't have the facilities, the knowledge, the technical know-how to actually produce that vaccine. So some people are saying, well, maybe the government should have put in some funding to create these vaccines. And it's great technology anyway. So in the future, we'd be using it as things go ahead. But yeah, we do not have those facilities at present. But a local supply would be great.
It would. Hey, if you've just joined us and think, gee, that bloke's making some sense, that's Dr. Brad McKay. We'd thought that you'd let you know. Doctor, I wanted to know why we can't vaccinate the doctors and nurses who stand between us and this virus, given that it's doctors and nurses who give the needles. Why can't they just give it to themselves and all be covered? I don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it seems a couple of things. So one is that, we've just had very low amounts of vaccination. So we're meant to be giving Pfizer vaccine to all sort of like, frontline health staff and security workers at quarantine. And yeah, like I've heard from my colleagues that some of them who are still working in hospital, they seem to have run out of the Pfizer vaccine and they'd have been using the AstraZeneca vaccine. So then, there's a 3-month period to have your second shot compared to using the Pfizer one, where it's just 3 weeks between vaccinations.
Right.
So then if we are using that, it's less effective slightly and takes a lot longer. So, it's just a lack of vaccines. But people shouldn't be working with COVID patients unless they have been vaccinated.
I agree.
Yeah, it's too late for that to be happening now.
I know a lot of people are saying the government's, at the moment a bit of a schmozzle, but I think it's better to be responsible. Do you think personally as a GP, when you look at so many other vaccines that take years and years and years of formulating and testing, this has been rolled out too quickly? Are there some concerns within your community, honestly?
There have been criticisms about it being too quick, but from a scientific perspective, that's not entirely true.
Okay.
Just the vast number of people who have had COVID overseas, it enables us to do the trials really, really quickly. We're not waiting for people to be infected. Everyone's freaking infected all at once. And so we can get those numbers and know what's going on, which is why we've been able to see that there's like a very, very small signal where some people get a little bit of a blood clot, either in the base of their brain or in their intestines, which is only like in a few people, a handful of people in a million. So this has enabled us to sort of like do that post surveillance to see what's going on. We know what we're dealing with, and we know what to look for if somebody does get a headache 4 to 20 days after having the AstraZeneca vaccine. So it does give us a bit more sort of like knowledge about what we're doing. So a bit more security.
I still think it's really important that we do get our sports stars done.
Yes.
So we don't miss any sport.
Yeah. That's absolutely right.
Of course, yes.
Hey, Dr. Brad McKay, as always, thank you for talking some sense in this room of other people. And
much appreciated.
Happy to help. We're trying.
You can grab Fake Medicine Now, the book, authored by Dr. Brad McKay. It's Bridge and Spider, now with Flan, the Gold Coast, stunning 2.5 Triple M. Going to do rock poetry next.